Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll listen to the radio, celebrate the birthdays of Abe Lyman, Roy Bargy, and Carson Robison, and listen to this past week in recording history. As many of you may know, tomorrow night, Monday, August 7th at midnight, Pacific Daylight Time, I'm going to be a guest on Don't Touch That Dial, hosted by Bob Lyons and Barbara Sunday. Their show is broadcast on KPFK at 90.7 FM here in Southern California, but fortunately for most of you who are not in the immediate area, KPFK is available streaming online at www.kpfk.org. Normally, Bob and Barbara play and discuss old-time radio programs, but tomorrow we're going to be playing a full 3 hours of rapidly rotating records by singers and bands who also performed on radio. That's tomorrow night, August 7th at midnight Pacific Daylight Time on KPFK 90.7 FM or kpfk.org. We'll be taking calls in the studio, so I hope you'll be a Nighthawk and tune in or click in to get that number. As a preview, here's a set of rapidly rotating records having to do with radio, beginning with Ben Selvin and his orchestra.
His heart was aching so. His seen the angel, so his mammy. Any wonder why he sighed while his daddy fell asleep? Sammy Dandy screamed to the radio and cried, Mr. Radio Man, tell my mama to come back home. Won't you do what you can? 'Cause I'm so lonely. I've been listening in every day since she went away. But no word from heaven been heard. Can't the angels hear me pray when the Sandman is nigh? And to Slumberland I must go. I know she hears me sigh over my radio. And the reason I'm crying and sighing, I'm all alone. Mr. Radio Man, tell my mama to come back home. Mr. Radio Man, tell my mama to come back home. Won't you do what you can? Oh, I'm so lonely. I've been listening in every day since she went away. But not a word from heaven have I heard. Can the angels hear me pray when the Sandman is nigh? And to Slumberland I must go. I know she must hear me sigh over my radio. Oh, and the reason I'm sighing, and I'm crying, I'm all alone. Mr. Radio Man, please tell my mama to come back home.
I want you to imagine a man has just bought a new radio, and he's one of these typical dial twisters who is never satisfied with one program. You hear the news, a dramatic play, the market prices, and London, England. But really, he doesn't care what program he gets. He just loves to turn on the radio, and this is what happens when he turns it on.
This is the National Broadcasting Company. Here is the weather forecast for the Mountain tomorrow.
Ici Radio Paris. Voyez écouter maintenant.
Home to my heart, for you know.
Presenting the Moonlight Sonata.
The one, only you beneath the moon and...
It was officially reported this evening that Mr. Neville Chamberlain stated in the House of Commons,
Oh, Dora, my darling Dora, you know how much I love you.
Oh, but Francis, it cannot be so.
Oh, but don't you hear the sound of sweet music? Dora, if you would only come with me, the sights that we could see.
5,000 hogs and 3,000 sheep. Some hogs active, others slow. How is your stomach? If you have an acid stomach, why don't you enjoy Teddy White and his Hawaiian singers and players?
Bianco lot
sold American. You are now hearing Big Ben from London. Good night, everybody. This is the Templeton Broadcasting System.
From August 16th, 1939, that was Alec Templeton and Man with New Radio. Pianist and composer Alec Templeton was born July 4th, 1909 in Wales and was blind from birth. He studied music at London's Royal Academy of Music and composed serious works as well as modernizing classical works such as Mr. Bach Goes to Town, Haydn Takes a Ridin', and Mendelssohn Mows 'em Down. He came to the U.S. with Jack Hilton in 1936 to broadcast radio programs for Standard Oil. He was on radio shows hosted by Bing Crosby and had his own show, It's Alec Templeton Time, in 1939. Before Alec Templeton, we heard Al Jolson with Isham Jones and his orchestra and Mr. Radio Man, written in 1924 by Cliff Friend, Ira Schuster, and John White. Cliff Friend was born October 1, 1893, in Cincinnati, Ohio, and early in his career was accompanist for Harry Richman, who will feature on tomorrow night's Don't Touch That Dial program. Other Cliff Friend songs include You Tell Her, I Stutter, My Blackbirds Are Bluebirds Now, Bashful Baby, and The Sweetest Music This Side of Heaven. We began that radio segment with Ben Selvin and his Moulin Rouge Orchestra and Turn On Your Radio and Listen In On Your Hometown, recorded in December of 1923 or January of 1924. The vocalist there was Irving Kaufman. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, August 4th, marked the birth in 1897 in Chicago, Illinois, of drummer, bandleader, and composer Abe Lyman. His musical career began at age 14, playing drums in Chicago's Colonial Cafe. Later, he moved to California to lead the band at his brother Mike's nightclub, the Sunset Inn, in Santa Monica. After the Sunset was forced to close, Abe landed a contract to play in the Coconut Grove Ballroom at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, where he opened on April 1, 1922. As a result of their popularity at the Ambassador, the band made their first record on the Nordskog label a few months later. The following year, Lyman began recording for Brunswick, where he remained until 1936, making hundreds of sides. The band went on a vaudeville tour in 1924, worked in Chicago in 1925, and toured Europe in 1929, each time returning to the Coconut Grove. Beginning in 1930, the band was featured in Hollywood movie musicals, including Good News, Hold Everything, and Paramount on Parade. The band is also heard in a number of Warner Brothers' Merry Melodies cartoons. Abe Lyman composed or wrote lyrics for a number of popular songs, including his own Mary Lou and What Can I Say After I Say I'm Sorry, written with Walter Donaldson. The band enjoyed a long run on the radio program Waltz Time from 1934 to the late 40s, at which point Abe Lyman left the music business and went into restaurant management. He died on October 23, 1957 in Beverly Hills. Here's Abe Lyman. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Abe Lyman's California Orchestra. We begin with Eddie Dunstetter joining the band on the pipe organ, Al Newman on piano, and Phil Neely taking the vocal refrain on I Think of What You Used to Think of Me, written by Roy Turk, James F. Hanley, and Abe Lyman. That was recorded in Chicago on May 21, 1928. Next, we heard Fleur d'Amour, composed by Jose Padilla and recorded by Brunswick on July 22, 1926. We finished up with High Society, written by Porter Steele and Walter Melrose, from May 2, 1932. Bandleader and drummer Abe Lyman, born August 4, 1897. We love to get emails, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, July 31st, 1894, marked the birth in Newaygo, Michigan, of pianist and bandleader Roy Bargy. He grew up in Toledo, Ohio, and began studying the piano at age 5. His professional career began accompanying silent films. In 1919, Roy moved to Chicago and was hired by the Imperial Player Roll Company to edit novelty piano rolls and also as an arranger. That same year, he made his first recordings with Charlie Strait, manager of the Imperial Piano Roll Company, and Paul Bees as the Imperial Three. He met Edgar Benson, who hired him as pianist and musical director for his Benson Orchestra of Chicago. He parted ways with Benson in 1922 and, taking many members of the Benson Orchestra with him, formed his own orchestra, but it disbanded after only a couple of years, after which he joined Isham Jones. In 1928, Bargy went to work for Paul Whiteman, where he remained for 12 years, eventually becoming second in command within the band. Roy was featured at the piano in Paul Whiteman's famous debut of Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. After leaving Whiteman, Roy was very active in radio as a studio orchestra conductor, and in 1943 he was hired as musical director for Jimmy Durante's radio program. The two worked together until both of them retired in 1963. Roy Bargy died in Vista, California on January 16, 1974. Here's Roy Bargy. Thank you.
trouble I can see. Depression has got me, won't let me go. It's trying to double up on me. Good luck has crossed me, bad luck has forced me down to my one last cent. I'm right in the middle of solving the riddle known as raising the rent. Steal, beg, or borrow, I've got till tomorrow. Landlord, the mean old gent, come to a showdown and he wants a lowdown if I'm raising the rent. Better times are taking too long, the panic's on and it's hitting me too strong. Got a right to sing a blues song, trouble has got me down. I've made my mind up, I'd rather wind up camping out in a tent than being in the middle of solving the riddle known as raising the rent.
Ramona Davies, a frequent vocalist for Paul Whiteman, accompanied there by Roy Bargee on piano and Bunny Berrigan on trumpet, and Raising the Rent from April 20th, 1933. The title Raising the Rent refers not to increasing the amount of rent, but to having a rent party. Families facing eviction would hold a party in the neighborhood, and people would bring their own beverages, food would be prepared, and at the end of the day a collection would be taken up so that the family could pay their rent. Neighbors were usually generous because they knew that they might someday be in the same situation. Before Ramona, we heard Roy Bargee directing the Benson Orchestra of Chicago on It Must Be Someone Like You, co-written by Bargee and Charlie Strait, from April 13, 1921. We began with Roy demonstrating his virtuosity and technical skill as a novelty pianist on Just in Time, JUSTIN-TYME. From March 18, 1924. This and four other rags that he wrote around the same time were all released as Imperial Piano Rolls in 1919 and 1920. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, August 4th, marked the birth in 1890 in Oswego, Kansas, of Carson J. Robison. He was known as the Kansas Jayhawk, and much as I'd like, we're not related. He wrote his first song, called Anthem, in 1904, but after working as a cowpuncher, farmer, oilfield worker, and railroad dispatcher on the Katy Railroad, his musical career began in 1922 when he got a job on radio station WDAF in Kansas City, Missouri, singing and whistling. He went on to New York City in 1924, auditioned for Victor Records, signed his first recording contract, and made his first recordings on April 30th of that year. From 1924 to 28, he accompanied Vernon Dalhart on guitar, and the two sang duets, bringing national attention to country music. As a studio musician, he recorded with the likes of Gene Austin, Jack Smith, The Revelers, and Frank Crummett. In 1928, Frank Luther and Phil Crow joined Robison to form the Carson Robison Trio. He also sang duets with Luther, often under the pseudonym of Bud and Joe Billings. In 1932, he formed his own band, Carson Robison and His Buckaroos, and that same year went on an international tour as Carson Robison's Pioneers. Carson Robison wrote more than 300 songs and received a lot of his inspiration from newspaper stories of disasters. He died on March 24, 1957, in Poughkeepsie, New York. Here's Carson Robison.
When the day is done and the work is through, and I go home feeling kind of blue. Let me tell you what I do. I just do 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 do. Ain't got no boat, ain't got no car, and without them things you can't get very far. So I just haul out my old guitar, and I do 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 do. The neighbors say there's no if and or but. That guy next door is a crazy nut. But I don't care, I get out of a rut with my doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. And then when I get to feeling silly, I make up my mind I'm going to be a hillbilly. So I put a harmonica around my neck, and I start into playing this tune by heck. Comes a song of the girl that I love, the moon and the stars shining above. Well, I can't sing anymore, my voice is full of gristle. Sounds just like a hurricane blowing through a thistle. But if you'd like to hear some more, I'd be very glad to whistle.
The twilight shadows deepen into night, dear. The city lights are gleaming o'er the snow. I sit alone beside the cheery fire, dear. I'm dreaming dreams from awful long ago. I fancy it is springtime in the mountains. The flowers with their colors are aflame, and every day I hear you softly saying, I'll wait until the springtime comes again. When it's springtime in the Rockies, I am coming back. Little sweetheart of the mountains, with your bonny eyes all blue, once again I'll say I love you, while the birds sing all the day. When it's springtime in the Rockies, far again, I'll say I love you, while the birds sing all the day. When it's springtime in the Rockies, in the Rockies far
The granddaddy of the hillbillies, Carson Robison, two-tone whistling along with Fred Hartley and his orchestra on Treetop Serenade, a Carson Robison composition. He was the first country western artist to tour Great Britain, and that was recorded in London in August of 1932. Before that, it was the vocal duet of Carson Robison and Frank Luther in Springtime in the Rockies from a late 1927 Jeanette 78. We began our tribute to Carson Robison with another of his own compositions, Happy Go Lucky, a solo effort recorded in New York in July of 1936. It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is the University Six.
Thank you. When you get your order, you've got hot jazz pie. They don't use a ladle or pot, but they cook a rhythm that's hot. When they're done, believe it or not, it's jazz pie. Special disarrangements by the chap at the keys. He's the one who cooks up all those weird harmonies. Tell the leader just what you wish. Order any musical dish. You will get it right on the spot. Hot jazz pie. What have you got? Then you take the saxophone and a touch of trombone. Mix them up and what have you got? Now that you have my recipe, let's mix it up in the key of C. The cornet, the clarinet, saxophone, trombone, and the bass. Now all together.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with the University Six and I Ain't Got Nobody, composed by Spencer Williams. That was an instrumental version, but there are lyrics to the song which were written by Roger Graham. Next, it was Percival Mackey and his Kit Kat Band and Walter Donaldson's At Sundown. That's from an Edison Bell Winner 78, waxed August 4th, 1927. Next, it was Don Bester and his orchestra and Summer Nights from August 4th, 1925. Don Bester's is one of the bands we'll be featuring on tomorrow night's guest spot on Don't Touch That Dial on KPFK 90.7 FM here in Los Angeles. The show is 3 hours and starts at midnight Pacific time and is available streaming online at www.kpfk.org. I hope you'll tune in or click in. We finished up with Joe Hames and his orchestra with a vocal by Joe Hames and Mike Doty on Jazz Pie, written by Harry Filler. That was recorded August 18th, 1932. I don't know how it got in this edition of This Week in Recording History, because it's not having its 74th birthday for another couple of weeks. Oh well, it's a nice record anyway. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.